Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, April 10th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to welcome in our good friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Right now, we have in studio some great friends of ours. We're going to talk history right now in Historic Point Boss. We've got Tom Bremmer in us. Tom, always good to see you.
Thank you.
And we have Larry Knudsen with us. Larry, good to have you here.
Good morning on this typical Wisconsin weather.
Yes, it really is. Here's hoping for good weather for Pioneer for the Pioneer Days, Pioneer Fest and Civil War Days that we're going to get to a little bit later. But we're here to start off talking about the Campfire Cooking Workshop. I love this event that you guys do. You guys know I'm a sucker for history in general. But the idea of bringing back previous techniques or recipes, we're seeing more and more of that, especially with the younger generations, where you can go on any social media app and they're bringing up a recipe from the 1800s or something. And I really think it's kind of cool to see this love going on for not only old cooking, but old techniques and old technology. We're seeing more and more of this. You guys were ahead of the curve on this stuff. You've been doing this for a long time. Well, and now the younger generations start to pick up out of the
right.
Little bit.
We got into it because we would cook out there as part of a demonstration, and we also have to eat lunch, what the heck? And they, well, how do you do this or that? And that's kind of how we came up with this idea. We used to call it Pioneer Cooking, but we've kind of expanded it a little more now into campfire cooking, because a lot of families camp and like to do that stuff, but they don't necessarily want to be historically accurate.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, but so we kind of blend the two together. We do some really primitive stuff and some Dutch oven stuff, and then we do some more or less modern camping type stuff that you would do as a family.
There's certain things that, you know, we've talked about this for years. There's certain things that you guys can emulate really well and really bring people back to those moments and have some understanding of what it might have been like. And there's certain stuff that technology or life in general or the environment or whatever it is has just moved so forward that we can only do so much to getting close to those. But you guys do such an amazing job, even with those things, getting people really close to those times. Tom, what are some of the fun things people can look forward to in this event?
Well, we're going to go over all the do's and don'ts of cast iron cooking, how to season the utensils, how to clean them, because they can be almost not quite nonstick, but almost. If you do it properly, cast iron is as easy to cook as anything else.
Something I found out as a teenager with my nana's, my grandmother's cast iron stuff, it's not the same as cooking on things if you've never cooked on it before. Nope. It's a great thing to be able to learn about from somebody who knows what they're talking about. I could have used that as a kid. I got in trouble.
And a little bacon grease doesn't hurt.
No. I learned that too.
But then we're going to go into some really primitive stuff where the native people used to heat their food, some of it, with hot rocks in a large container.
Yeah.
And there's a whole science about that, too. And one of our guys is we've hollowed out a log, and we do it mostly to show that you can boil water in a log. With rocks.
It's
doesn't
amazing.
Take all day.
It's amazing.
I know.
It's
and
really
you,
cool.
We do it with a thermometer so you can watch the progression.
Oh, really good idea.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, see, it's burning your fingers.
That too. Yeah.
we're going to go move into stuff like our main dishes that are going to cook a while. Now, tentatively at least, and looks like it's going to be, we're going to make lasagna in a Dutch oven. Over a campfire.
Wow.
We're going to do spare ribs and sauerkraut, which, I mean.
You got them.
That's cheating. That's so good. we're going to do a cobbler, which is a little more modern one. I mean, cobblers are old, but we're going to do it.
The technique you're using.
We're going to use Bisquick instead of it. Right, we're not going to tell them any. I mean, we're going to admit that we're going to do it that way because that's what they're going to do when they get out with their family.
Right, right.
And then we're going to do one called blooming cabbage.
I've not heard of this.
Cabbage and butter and bacon and
Yeah, I'm sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want you sold.
Put it in a Dutch oven and cook it till it's well done. And
I honestly, most of this stuff you had me at Dutch oven. I mean, if you haven't had some that's cooked in one of those before, there's nothing like it. Yep. It's really a really. Yep. Real quick, have you guys made lasagna before?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. It's really unique being able to make, again, making it in, cooking it in something like that.
My son is the one that brought that one up. He comes up and helps us. He lives in the Madison area. And he really likes Dutch oven and grilling and all that stuff. Yeah. And so when we first started doing this, I recruited him to come and help. And one year he brought lasagna, and I'm going, "You're out of your mind." And he's going, "No, I do it all the time. And it works. Wow. I love it. I always have him bring that because that's one thing I really like to eat."
Yeah. Speaking of that, Tom, with the stuff we're talking about and the cooking of it and everything, we want people to be able to learn how to do these things themselves and stuff.
It's hands-on.
Are people going to be able to sample any of the food? Or?
They're going to sample it. Nah. We're going to have a feast.
Right on.
But they're also going to get to help make it.
Yeah.
These four things that we're going to do here, each we'll have a staff person leading it, but you can work with this guy for a while and come over and see about this one and then move on to the next one so that you can kind of participate in a lot of the stuff.
You know, and one of the things that I always think of when we're talking about this, and this particular one that you guys do and everything, in this day and age, I know convenience is king and you know, speed, and we want our fast food in 2 seconds and all that. And I understand people have busy lives. They have a lot of things going on, so sometimes you have to do that. When you have the time to take a moment and cook your meal and take some time with it, it just tastes different, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's something different about it, and there's nothing like cooking something and seeing your loved ones eating it and enjoying it. Similar if you've ever been in construction and building something and years later being able to look at that building that you helped build or anything and seeing it. The cooking is very similar. I encourage people to not only take in this test, but take in this great thing that you guys are doing with but also cook some more, you know?
Yeah.
Just do a little more, take a little more time to cook.
After we get done with or get that stuff on the coal, so it takes a long time to cook. We're going to go to a reflector oven, and they're going to make pineapple upside-down cake in a reflector oven in front of a campfire.
Oh, God, that's perfect.
And then...
It's a Norman Rockwell painting right there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's good stuff.
It's good.
Then we're going to go into... Larry can speak on this one. We're going to go into fire starting with flint and steel, with looking glass. If we have sunshine, we will use the... what we would call a magnifying glass. They called them a burning glass to start fires. Why don't you?
Yeah, Larry, can you tell us a little more about that?
Well, it's part of a breakout. I call it a breakout section, I guess, if you will. We have two fire pits there. We got the main fire pit where Tom is at, where he does the majority of the cooking and stuff. But then I've got a little fire pit up on the hill. And then we kind of split people up, and then I teach them how to make fire with flint and steel and using the burning glass and using char cloth and things like that. It's the way they would have done it back in the pioneer days, if you will. But then also up there I have, because food is the mainstay of our event there, I am smoking venison loin up there over the campfire, which you get to taste. And then I also do something, one of my favorites is what we call bread on a stick. And it's, you know, everybody's familiar with roasting marshmallows on a stick, but we roast bread on a stick.
Whoa.
And just nobody has ever had a negative comment, but they love it. And and actually, I even go beyond bread on a stick. We use cinnamon rolls
there
with the thing.
Oh, my God, man.
But it's an alternative, and some people, I think, really have enjoyed it. It's an alternative when you're camping to just a marshmallow on a stick.
I can tell you right now, you guys know how much I respect you. You are not playing fair. How is somebody not going to go to this event? We're not even 10 minutes we're not even 10 minutes into the interview, and you've already sold this. I mean, I don't know how anybody is not going to attend this.
We'll sign you up.
Please do. Larry, I don't know if I've gotten asked you this before. These techniques that you're showing and you're teaching, how did you learn them? Where did you come across them?
Well, like a lot of people, I use the internet some, but I've had some people help me through, you know, learning how and stuff. But some of it is you can explain. Somebody can explain it to you, But unless you're hands-on, and that's what we are at Point Boss, we are a hands-on organization where I've got flint and steel. You can try doing it yourself, and until you actually do it yourself, it's really, you know, it's easy to watch, but to actually get it done.
Did you learn this a little later in life, Larry, or have you done this
for
definitely. A long time?
Yeah. No, I learned it since I've been a member at Point Boss down there because, you know, once you start getting into it, it's all this stuff really becomes intriguing. As with cooking with cast iron, you know, cast iron can be a task from hell, you know, trying to clean cast iron, I was at a camping myself one time, and my wife and I were walking down the roads between the campers, and there was one gentleman by a fire scraping out a cast iron Dutch oven, you know, that he had cooked something in. He was brand new at it, and he had a few fine words, let's call him, you know, while he's cleaning that out. And I went over and talked to him, and I told him, gave him some hints, and later he's, thank you.
I appreciate you sharing that, Larry. I ask because we're always encouraging people to attend these things and these workshops and the different events that you guys have. And regardless of your age, and we love younger people being a part of these things and that, but no matter what your age are, you know, it's never a question to me if a dog, an old dog can't learn new tricks. Does the dog want to learn? If the dog wants to learn, doesn't matter what age it is, it can learn a new trick. And you're a real example of this, Larry, of coming into these things later, and I hear you talk about it, and you got a real passion for it. You really enjoy this. You can have that kind of passion, volunteering or being a part of things at the Historic Point Boss. I appreciate you sharing that because we can hopefully encourage more people to join the team over there. Yeah.
Each year, those of us who are supposed to be the teachers usually learn something from the students.
Yeah.
You know, they've done it this way, or have you tried that? Or Granny used to do it this way, and it's like, ooh, we got to try that.
I think my favorite thing about teaching is learning.
I
have learned that teaching is a learning experience. That's a really good point there, Tom. Appreciate it. We're speaking with Tom and Larry from the Historic Point Boss, talking a bit about the campfire cooking workshop they have coming up Saturday, April 26th, going on 9 to 4 over at the Historic Point Boss. I've mentioned a handful of things about the event, guys. Is there anything else you want to make sure we touched on?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a lot of real primitive cooking. We've got a piece of stone, and we're going to make bacon and eggs on a stone.
On the stone?
Yep.
No,
and
man.
Some things called corn dodgers.
I've heard of that.
It's boiled cornmeal that you make into a patty and then fry it. Fried cornbread, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't rise. It's not the Johnny cake looking thing.
Sure.
But it's what a lot of our ancestors used on the move west.
It
was easy to do, you know. And
oh, yeah, I could see
easy
that.
Easy to cook and carry. We're going to cook, Larry's going to cook fish in clay. Using clay and make a package, and then you put it in the...
It was something I learned when I was in the Air Force up in North Dakota. I went on the Red River, which is all clay. That's why they call it the Red River. And some men were fishing catfish there, and they would catch catfish, and then they would just go over and take some clay from the bank, wrap it around the fish and throw it in the campfire and continue fishing. Wow. And then later you take it out, you crack it open, and your fish is done.
Yep. Oh, that is awesome. I never heard of that before. But it's one of those things you say it and like, of course, yeah, that makes sense. I wouldn't have thought of it, though.
The original crock pot.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, is that cool? That's really interesting.
Yeah, we're going to do fish on the stick. Roasting, you know, I mean, you get a perch that's a reasonable size. They're the easiest shape, of course.
Yeah.
We're going to do fish on the half shell. We'll leave that be a mystery, but there is such a thing.
Nice. Okay.
We're going to do kebabs, over the fire, that sort of thing. We're going to make a Dutch baby.
I don't know if I should have follow-up questions to that one. No.
It's a German pancake.
There we go.
And it's interesting. My wife has been making them. I never heard of them until... She and I were together, you know. But
what is different about that than
they're flour and milk and sugar and a little bit of baking powder, and you put them in an oven in a container. Could be a we always have them at home in a cast iron frying pan okay. in the oven, and they kind of swell up almost like you get Yorkshire pudding.
Okay.
Only it's not savory like that; it's mm-hmm. more sweet, and they kind of swell up almost like a souffle, and then they kind of crash back down when you take them out. Excellent stuff.
Oh man, that sounds good.
Smear a little butter and jam on there, and that's. We're going to do one of those in a great big. We got a Dutch oven that's 2 foot across.
Hmm.
We're going to cook it in there.
Sounds great.
Yeah, we're going to do beans in a hole in the ground where they cook like 4, 5, 6 hours in a hole in the ground. And we're going to cook venison and vegetables that way too.
Nice.
Very early on, long before us Europeans showed up here, they were doing it that way. And it's not bad stuff. It's good.
Yeah, sounds really good.
Yeah.
A lot of great stuff there. And, you know, one of the other things, in case it isn't clear to everybody out there, you got a little something for everybody. No matter what your tastes are or anything, there's something there for everybody to try.
Well, and we, like I say, I like to keep pointing out, Point Boss is a living history museum. It's a hands-on museum. You get to use the stuff. And we want to have you do the full experience out there. And part of that full experience in a cooking class is doing dishes.
Yes.
We actually have you doing dishes, but it's not a wasted time. You actually learn how to clean cast iron and things like that, which is actually one of the most important things is to clean cast iron properly.
That's a great point. It's really good, Larry. And a great part of this, I think. I don't know. I've done a lot of dishes in my life, so I don't have any problem with that. But man, I love the incorporation of that part into this. That's really cool.
Because there's things you really shouldn't do with cast iron that you can do with a regular
plate. I can still hear my grandmother yelling at me. I hear you. this event is right around the corner. The Campfire Cooking Workshop will be Saturday, April 26th, 9 to 4, over at the beautiful historic Point Boss at 364 Wakely Road in Nakusa.
And you got to sign up in advance.
Yes. It is really helpful for them to know how many people are going to be attending these things. So,
and there's a cost. It's $15. Now it's a half a day workshop.
25 this year.
Huh?
Mm. 25 this year.
Mm.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, I've got 15 on the website.
It says 15
on
here.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yep. Yeah, I would encourage you because on the website it says 15, and you know you go to the website, you can also understand. No worries, man. Yeah. It's 15,
and you can sign up on the website or you can call. Their phone number is on the posters. It's 715-459-1722.
Nice job. Yeah, I got it right in front of me. I'm cheating.
Well,
but yeah,
I've been trying
to
memorize it all morning.
Oh, you got it. it's 15. You can go there. You can sign up for the workshop at historicpointboss.com. Encourage you to do that. And that 15 is not only affordable for families, but it is an investment in our future. It is investment in keeping the past alive at the Historic Point Boss and helping them do a great events like this that we've been talking about. And I want to certainly mention a couple of other events just so people can put them on their calendar before we wrap up, guys. We got Pioneer Fest right around the corner. That'll be Saturday, June 7th, and Sunday, June 8th. Yep. It's a really fun event.
I think she said 16 or 17 campers are coming in. Besides our, we've got 12 buildings now. 11 of them are usable. The Saratoga Town Hall is still a work in progress. But we're going to be there with all our people. Mm-hmm. And then another, 12 to 15, somewhere in that number of outsiders that come into camp and demonstrate, and that's a ball.
Oh, God, that's going to be a lot of fun, especially bringing in other people like that. That's going to bring a lot of unique, different perspectives and ideas and techniques and stuff. And then Civil War Days, we wanted to mention as well. That is coming up Saturday, July 26th. That'll also be at the Historic Point Boss. That's another great event for everybody. And I know it's during the summer, but a great event for kids, I think, to learn some history.
26th and 27th, I believe, a two-day event. And we have... infantry, we have artillery, we have cavalry. There's potentially we're still actually in a negotiating stage with the Civil War members. There's potentially over 75 to 100 Civil War reenactors coming to Historic Point Boss.
Wow!
And having battle there, and we have a general that's setting all that up and stuff. And
these kind of events are very popular, and in part because I think that it's something that you were touching on before, Larry, that I love whenever it's brought up about this Torque Point Boss. It is a museum that you can work and learn and touch things and everything. You're an interactive museum, the Torque Point Boss. Right. Civil War days and Civil War reenactments, I think, are a similar thing in that regard, of people being able to not just read a book or watch a movie, for that matter, but in person seeing it. And you get a little bit more, I think, of an empathy and feeling for this. Every war should be researched and learned for not only the history aspect, but for our soldiers and the people that gave the ultimate sacrifice for these things. But also, I think it's just really interesting. And in American history, I admit, is the most interesting history to me. And so here it is right there playing out in front of you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's what people lived through back then. And it was just what they lived through as everyday life is just unfathomable today.
Yeah. Yeah,
how people actually made it through a day,
and it's the it is the intertwining of our history. It is the story of America. Right. So much of this, which is should be not only learned by everybody, but I think respected and appreciated by everybody.
And Wakely sons and a son-in-law were members of the Iron Brigade from Wisconsin that went to the Civil War.
I think people would be surprised how many ties that you and your family or somebody you know's family might have to that time.
We had one last night. We had our annual meeting last night, and we were discussing, the guy was talking about logging, and lady there told about her grandfather, great-grandfather, who had been in the Civil War with the Wakely boys and had been a logger and all this stuff, and she still lives in his house.
Wow.
And it, it's like...
That's
this
amazing.
Is really, none of us, she knew that, but she related it to the rest of
it's
us.
Cool it's cool that she shared that.
Isn't that just the coolest thing?
Yeah. But we're blessed with the Civil War event coming up, too, because it's the only one in central Wisconsin. The later, one of the members that's very strong in the event has said that this having it in central Wisconsin is going to be something completely new.
That's great to hear. I'm looking forward to talking more about it as we get closer to it. Thank you guys for the time. Appreciate you.
You bet.
Sign up for the campfire cooking class by going to historicpointboss.com, and of course mark off your calendars for all the other events that they're doing over there. Keep history alive with our friends at the Historic Point Boss at historicpointboss.com. We'll be back with more show right here at 97.5 FM.